Well, what I'm going to assume is we're on the ground level. Right? Nobody's interested in him.
I was talking about a point here. I don't believe it.
Well, I'm going to know exactly what they want me to assume is we're on the ground.
Okay, I'll see if I can find out.
Sam, I'll put that question to him.
I'll see you real quick. Hey, Tom, we'll be in the area. This area isn't just getting in and out of it. It's trying to put some ordnance in there and get him out.
Sam, I'm going to step behind you. There's a general officer of police ship that's had a line here for the last half an hour, and he's the one that's calling the shots.
If I'm going to pull on the bottom of the police patrol, I'm going to pull it out of the jungle area.
Let me put that question to him.
Fucking most of you are gonna shoot him down, bud. Come on, you're both serious. I'm gonna hunt you down, shoot you down. Because we're not gonna get home. I don't give a shit. We just don't let people be out, goddammit. I don't care if it takes a couple of Johnny Greens. But see, you don't realize what's going on in these general's minds, so you? We have this big operation, two of them. And this one guy getting shot down is just, well, the cut project has just been blowing their ass.
Yeah.
See what I mean? This is why we don't really get a ship, I think. But you think there's something buried on it?
Kind of blowing the guy's brains out.
Oh, man, I'd have to. I still got a load of these guys.
Bring one to
14-5.
Okay.
Down to 5 or
7. That's
unbelievable. And the general was mixed up somewhere. What happened to you? This is a plenty of the whole thing. I don't care, shit. Got the guys down there and he said, we can get him out. Possible. Fucking guy's right, because you ain't gonna make it otherwise. The only trouble is we're going to bring and clean and I got a couple other guys shot down.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just control my anger and not say anything.
Yeah.
But I would ask him though, to ask him what the fuck you wanted to tell us, guys. So I kind of dig a grave. Tell him to sorry for two years. You got to later run.
Well, it's just a push-pull operation, you know, before it's through a tip, you know that?
Yeah.
They didn't have a coordinated after they ran out after they took some strikes in there a second time. So they went back in with the choppers, you know? The plane time for them to get out of the fucking hole.
I thought I looked at
sure,
but I'm not down
here. I don't know if there's, I don't have any more ones up here.
I think what's that?
I don't know, Jim. From that angle, you know, you can't see those booms.
Yeah. Here comes his buddy. Behind him.
What are you telling? What the fuck are you telling? I'm gonna find out. The fucking general's a fucking smart. He's gonna come
around. Oh, people, he's through the south.
Right.
And, Scott, you bring 3-1.
Come on, who's on fire? Go ahead and start by going to the exact location of the,
And he's, at 1-1, you go over the crowd and relay to him that he thinks there's not hardly any small arms down there, just a little bit to the south. But we want to get that information out immediately.
Okay. And I'm trying to this is 1-1-4. If you can read, you find out how much small arms are down here and exact the location of the base. We cannot read it.
Okay, it's to the south.
Okay, well, we're talking to the pilot again. He says there's not very much small arms. And the small arm that there is there is to the south of him. And we don't know that position pinpointed. The 2-1 having come up on the other side.
All right, come on, come on.
Watch SP2 out.
I'll check that out first.
every time that it's the beginning.
Half-time, Mr. 3-1.
Under the 3-1, sorry.
So, Scott, Mr. 3-1.
Ground 4, 3-1.
Roger, Mr. 3-1, ground 4.
And Mr. 3-1, you're on call. Come up, sir, primary.
Ground here,
so Scott,
Mr.
3.
This is ground 4, right
in there. Roger, we have talked to the survivor. He says the only thing he can hear is about 3 or 4 small arms or a little bit heavier than that to the south of him. And he said his back is hurting him extremely bad and he would like to be taken out. You relay that immediately, please.
Oh, yes, I copy that. The only thing it hears small arms, maybe something a little larger than that south. I'll say all after that.
His back is hurting him very bad. He would like to be taken out. He cannot move any longer.
His exact words are that there's one sight south, approximately maybe 3 guns firing out of it, and he said that he cannot move because of his bad. We can bring the choppers in from the north, but I'm sure we can suppress that one sight if we can get just one bomb on it.
Easy, boy, easy. You were up there yesterday this morning.
Yes, we came out here.
114, over.
Roger. Okay, listen, I think, listen, the same information that he's been passing to us. It's just south across the ridge line where he's been receiving the small arms fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Fred Green. I think we could get some present if we could first step in there while it's Kelly Green to work him.
That's what we think. Crown's checking on it now. They're going to run it down the blue chip, see what they say. It doesn't look like that hard to rescue. I think if we just get him interested in going to work on it there, there's the check.
The big problem is that he's installed too much time between the time that the jellies get there and the last bomb has come.
Right, and I think we can almost bring him in about the time the last bomb comes in.
Thanks, sir.
I'm trying. We're having a little trouble further south.
Go button 14 up.
Yeah, Waterboy, Waterboy. Roger, I have a flight of 6 Alpha 4s, 36 Mark 82s, can you use them?
Waterboy, stand by one.
Second.
Waterboy, stand by one. Go ahead and hold it right now, or we're trying to see if we can put it in operation.
Right. It's Bad 3-1. This is ground 4 on 283.
Down 364, too.
It's Bad 3-1, ground 4, come up 283.
Cook Crown on 3642, are you looking the whole thing on guard?
3642.
Yep. Then I got it up on that cubby too. I don't think there's any ground fire to worry about at all. They got look over out of places like I show and have. I can probably hear the gunfire. I might be able to gunfire a little bit on the weekend.
Yeah, they told the cubbies to stay out, but I think if we can have Crown to ask Blue Chip for a cubby, we could certainly use one.
Okay, well there.
Okay,
here. I say again, this is Castella 1-6, stop, not fast.
on our desk. Better drop our medic down to him now. Oh, chopper.
I can't even see him.
Okay, look.
I can't see him.
Come on, we just made it off. That's far. Look.
Yep.
Just
hit the cylinder right over top of the palace.
All right, stand by.
Go ahead.
Okay, Charlie, about 20 feet to your right. There's a white, a red light down in there.
My body will right one.
All right, there's PK's going now.
Okay. Right, right.
Okay. Come to your way.
Okay, Sasha, put that man down.
Not hang on. Not hang on, is it?
Okay, Scott, they're putting a PJ down. He'll be over in just a minute. Stand on.
Okay, Scott, tell me where you are from the voice. What's the PJ doing?
I'm on the ground, man. I'm looking at you. They keep repairing.
Okay, you're almost over me. There's about 50 yards to the left. I'm going to focus now.
Where is he? From where are we?
Chrissy from the horse. Scott 3, come up.
Scott 3, Sandy 3. The PJ's on the ground.
PJ's on the ground and he can't find giving direction.
Okay, he was 20 feet northwest from your last position.
Johnny Craig, come west, over.
See, why can't you go west, over?
Craig, come west.
And, Misty, there is a little 37 popping down low. You better try to find out where it's coming from.
Misty, come on in on it right now.
Okay.
Well, we'll keep him down. Just keep that Johnny Craig in there. Okay, Scott, where are you from that big tree?
Charlie, can you read me on guard? Okay.
Drift six, 51. Drift six, can you read Messi 31?
Okay, Josh, I've got the. Is that you, Charlie?
This is 31, 41, 7. Probably just shot here. Do you have one inside?
Classic, come up 364-2. I'll put you in on this 37.
Charlie, this is Charlie 2-1. Come up. Scott, yell out as loud on the ground. I got a PJ looking for you.
Hey, I got him. Well, what's the man?
Roger, we'll move around the other side of it.
Cloud, I'll take
it. I'll let the fire as I go over this side of it.
Okay.
Roger.
ground, right, Vic?
Come forward.
Forward.
That's affirmative. I've got a 37 sight. I've got to put you on immediately.
Fast 35, go trail.
Jason.
I'm Crown 4, Fast 35.
Fast 35, what?
I'm Russia. We're approaching our rendezvous at 12 miles west of Channel 109.
Roger, the penetrator's coming down.
Got a bogey at 11 o'clock, that's fast 3 seconds.
Let me know when you're ready. Let us know when you're ready, Sally. Up, Sally? No, I'll see if I do. I'm not sure yet, but still, a few feet left.
Oh,
it's
open.
Found, that's a rustic.
Roger, rustic.
Okay, they've got paraflight working now, and we're going to have to RTB or get some gas pretty quick.
Roger, clear to RTB.
Okay, we're on RTB, channel 70.
Mark 1, stand 375, channel.
I believe he's RTB.
I'm trying to get some more fighters up for you now.
Okay, keep them coming at least until we get this done.
Hey, I'm all for
it. 3-1-4-1, there's another site about 200 meters to the east on the south side of that road there.
Roger, got a tally on him, just... Watch, go ahead, I'm just to the east, the thing that's
okay,
right
now.
Okay, watch,
you
head out to the west.
Okay, hold that one, Sandy
Creek.
Ground, I guess, Gunfighter 7 and 8 on their way.
Roger,
got a copy. And a fire, ground fire, ground fire,
breakout,
breakout! Where did that go,
bro? Number 1, can you bring
Texas
4? Okay, fire is up.
Alright,
Covey, what's the best place to get this guy to for medical aid?
Okay, I would say down there, they've got a D-man there. Just a second, I'll go up to call Water Boy and get somebody out there to meet him.
Okay, Jolly,
this is Covey 231. Getting ready already shut off, so we don't have any problem with that.